Good morning, everyone. I'm Terry Martin with a look at the cattle markets on 710 AM and 97.5 FM. KGNC. Well, we'll get things started with a look at yesterday's futures trade, and it was a good one to look at. We had sharply higher prices on both live and feeder cattle, especially the feeder cattle. A drop in the corn market yesterday sent the feeder market sharply higher, and a steady cash market last week with big sales helped to support our live cattle trade yesterday. We'll start with that live cattle market. June live cattle jumped $2.55 yesterday to close at $135.20, August up $1.77 at $137.05, while October live cattle were up $1.57 at $144.05. Big jump in the feeder market. I don't remember seeing a jump this big in a long time. May feeder cattle were up $5.07 yesterday, closing at $161.42. The August up $5.80, $174.07, while September feeder cattle were up $5.25 to close at $176.67. Cash fed cattle market very active last week. Here in the South, we saw a steady trade, most of our live sales at 140. However, a big discrepancy between the South and the North. Up north in Nebraska and Iowa, we saw live sales reach as high as 148 last week, but most of the sales up there were 145 to 147. Dressed sales hit 232 last week up north. The number of cash cattle trades sold last week was a big one. In fact, the biggest that we've seen since 2020, 135,487 head traded. 63% of that was committed for nearby delivery, the remaining 37% committed for deferred delivery. Last week's slaughter was 656,000 head. That's 3,000 head over this same week last year. Boxed beef was higher yesterday. Choice up 282 at 263.60. Select up $1.16, 249.13. Checking the feed markets quickly, we already mentioned the corn market taking a nice drop yesterday. May corn down 5 1/4, 813 a bushel. July corn down 10 cents at 803 1/2, while September corn was down 10 1/4, 757 3/4. Soybean meal traded mixed yesterday. May soybean meal up $2.40 at $442.90 a ton. July meal down $1.40 at $430.90 a ton. Now let's head out to the country to check a couple of feeder cattle auctions. We'll go up to Dalhart, where Cattlemen's Livestock Auction sold 1,696 head last week. Steer and heifer calves under 600 pounds were firm. Feeder steers and heifers over 600 pounds sold firm to $2 higher. Medium and large frame number one feeder steers weighing 400 to 500 pounds brought $1.83 to $2.13 a pound. 5 to 6 weight steers $1.76 to $1.96. 6 to 7 weight steers $1.65 to $1.81. 7 to 8 weight steers $1.58 to $1.66. 8 to 9 weight steers brought $1.49 to $1.56. And we had a few 9-weight steers bring $1.41. Now down to Tulia, where Tulia Livestock Auction sold 1,884 head last week. Feeders, steers, and heifers were $2 to $5 lower. 3 to 4 weight steers, $1.88 to $1.92 a pound. 4 to 5 weight steers, $1.70 to $1.92. 5 to 6 weight steers, $1.66 to $1.82. While 6 to 7 weight steers brought $1.50 to $1.75 a pound last week in Tulia. Well, if you're in the business of raising cattle here on the Texas High Plains, Troy Appelhans of Cattle Facts has some good news. He says the long-term outlook for the cattle market is positive.
We've seen the futures prices that are trying to lead the markets higher. And we still feel like that going forward, we're still going to have seasonality to our markets where you're going to have ebbs and flows within the year. But overall, higher prices, we saw it last year. You know, calf prices were $10 a hundredweight higher last year than they were the previous year. And we still feel like that's going forward, that we could see a very, very impulsive move at some point to these markets. Nobody knows the timing of that. But that's typically when all the money is made, is when you have that one impulsive move to the market, because then everything kind of settles back and goes into a normal pattern where you're selling high, but you're also buying high. All the money's made in that one impulsive move, and that's going to happen at some point. It's hard to say when. Nobody knows that for sure. Nobody has a crystal ball that is that clear, but there will be higher prices going forward over the next several years.
Apple Hahn says CattleFax sees the possibility of cattle prices reaching or even exceeding the historic 2014 levels. But there's a real possibility that many cattlemen may miss out on those prices due to drought.
If you're in a drought forced liquidation or you're low on inventory, you don't get to participate in those higher prices, and or it's costing you more to get back in the business and get your inventory back growing up. And so we encourage you to do everything you can to try to hold on to the cow herd at this point.
Troy Appelhans of CattleFax, he spoke at last week's Hemp Hill County Beef Conference in Canadian. That is a look at the cattle markets for the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network. I'm Kerry Martin on 710 AM and 97.5 FM KGNC.